This recording, Ontario 4, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. That letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma to give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Sarnia, Ontario in 1959, so I'm 46 years old, and I grew up in the village of Point Edward, which also my father grew up in, and I lived there until I was 21 years old. Then I met my husband, Joe. I was 21, 22 years old, and we were married when we were 23. It's kind of funny because he also grew up in Point Edward, but I didn't know him until I was 21. We've been married now for 23 years, and we have one son, Jacob, who is 19 years old, and our daughter, Kelsey, who is 16. We live about 20 minutes, away from Point Edward, but Point Edward is still my favorite place to go. And I love going there walking with my mom. We walk under the Blue Water Bridge and enjoy doing that very much. And now I do that with my daughter, Kelsey, too. Point Edward is just a suburb of Sarnia. Sarnia is the town or the city that is closest to where we live, Wyoming, about 20 minutes away. So we've enjoyed that very much. I've never moved anywhere else. I've always lived in that area in Ontario. And now my daughter, who is 16, has traveled to Australia and lived here for the last 5 months. And that has gave us the opportunity to come here and to visit her. So we've been traveling here for the last 3 weeks. And we have one more week left, and we're really looking forward to that. It's been great.